Okay. Ruchim Aboim, I understand this is the first time that the Olam came back to Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, for learning. Should be Mitzvah Hashem, first of many. Many Mitzvah Hashem. In the summer you saw the Ran a little bit and the Rashba a little bit about Marba B'Shiur. This is the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, that Memale Nachtoim Chabish Almayim Afal Pishenu Tzorich Elokito Necha. Even if you only need a little bit of water, it's mutter on Yom Tov to cook up a lot of water. As long as it's Tircha Achas, as long as it's in one pot, there's no Isser, even though you're not using most of the water. You're only using a little bit of the water. It's still mutter to be Marbe B'Shiur. The Ran brings the kasha that the Rishonim deal with, that we find in few places in Shas, that it seems that even when somebody is mutter to do a little, but it's usher to do a lot. For example, there's this Gemara with the chayle. The chayle needed two greigris. He needed two figs. So there's a twig, and it has on it three. And he's going to pull off the twig, and this twig has three greigris on it. Can he do it when the chayla only needs two? So you see in the Gemara that preferably not. I mean, obviously, if it's sakonis nefashis, and there's no other eitzah, you're allowed to pull off three. But the Gemara says that if you have one twig, which has exactly the right amount, two figs on it, and the other one has three, you have to do two, because three is marva b'shiur, and it's also to be marva b'shiur. So the kasha of the Rishonim is, what's the difference? Here on Yom Tov, it's mutter l'chatchila to put more water into the pot, and there you see by the chayle that it's also mutter to pull it off for the chayle. You're not allowed to pull off more, or let's say the Ran is understanding. The same thing would be if, let's say, the chayla needs 8 ounces of water, and you have in this pot 16 ounces of water. Am I allowed to go and cook up 16 ounces of water because it's in the same pot? No. Why? What's the chilik? What's a chilik, a pot of water for a chayla? What's a chilik, a pot of water on Yom Tov? They should be the same. Here, you're only allowed to cook for Yom Tov. Here, you're only allowed to cook for a chayla. Here, we're saying once you're doing it, you could cook more. Here we're saying that you can only cook the exact amount. So this is the kasha that the Ran brings from the Rishayim. So first he starts with the shita of the Ri and the Rashba, and they say that really there's no chilik. Really, midaraisa, once you're allowed to do the pu'ula, you're always allowed to do the pu'ula. You can do, once you're already cooking, you can cook. You find that you're not allowed to, that's a derabbanan. A derabbanan thing. And they only made this Drabbanan on Shabbos, because Shabbos is much more chumer than Yom Tov. So, chumer Drabbanan, we don't want you cooking extra. So since the person's sick, it's chil Shabbos. Avada midaraisa, you could cook 16 ounces. But midrabbanan, he has to be makpid to be exactly 8 ounces. On Yom Tov, it's not as chumer as Shabbos, they didn't make the gzeir Drabbanan. That's the chilik that the Ran brings, b'shem the Rashba and the Ri. The Ran says this is a very shver thing to him to hear, that it's only a Drabbanan. Comes out that if, let's say, the person went and cooked 16 ounces ready, or it doesn't have to be 16 ounces, it could be a huge amount, right? The chayil needs 2 ounces of hot water, and you cook 10 gallons of water. It's mutter midaraisa. He says he has a raya that can't be true. What's the raya? Because the Gemara in Menachos, the Ran brings the Gemara. You have two choices for this sick person. One is, this sick person needs two figs. One is, I'll pull off two figs. Pull off a fig from the tree, another fig. Pull off two, exactly what he needs. On the other hand, you have another option. There's a twig with three figs. You only have to pull one time. So what's better? The Gemara has the shayla, right? What's better? Should I pull off exactly what he needs, but I have to do two times? Or should I pull off one thing with three? It's over, it's more than you need, but Lamaisi only pull once. So this is a shayla in the Gemara, okay? So now the Ron's telling me, what do you hold? Yeah? Before the Gemara tells us what the Gemara holds, what do I hold? So the Ron says, based on what we just heard from the Rishayim, I'll tell you in 2 seconds the answer. Avada, you should pull off the one with the three. Why? Push it. What's worse? If you pull two figs, one, right? Then you're doing two Chil Shabbases. If you pull off the one with the three, according to the Shita of the Rishayim that we just said, being Marva Bishiurim is just a Durabonim. Midai Raisa, there's nothing wrong with being Marva Bishiurim. So the Ram says, imagine, let's say the Chayla needed one fig. And I went there and I pulled off once, and I pulled off another. What would you say? You're a Mechal Shabbos Midai Raisa. You pulled off a fig and you pulled off another fig? You're doing Chil Shabbos Midai Raisa. You're doing... What if I pulled off for the chayle a twig with 25 and he needed one? Mutter midaraisa. According to what the Rishayim are telling me, that being marbe b'shiurim is only a derabbanan, so then it comes out that they're telling me that if you cook up way too much water or you pull off a thing with way too many figs, it's a derabbanan. So you're asking me a shayla, should I do a derabbanan or I should do a deraisa? What kind of a shayla? What's the boya? According to the Shita that it's mutter midaraisa to be marbe b'shiurim, then of course be marbe b'shiurim. Okay, you'll be a drabon chumri, you'll be over. The other way, you're doing mamash chil Shabbos. So Memela, the Ran says it's a raya brura from the Gemara in Menachos against the Rishayim. It's a raya brura that marbe b'shiurim is deraisa also. It's mamish considered like you're doing two chil Shabboses because he needs one, and you're doing two. Memela, being that it's Chil Shabbos both ways midaraisa, now we have a shayla that you can put on a scale for this. It's a shayla, it's roi to be oil, shulchan malachim, for the Gemara to have a shayla. So what's better? Two separate times is Chil Shabbos. Three on one is Chil Shabbos deraisa. So is this Chil Shabbos deraisa worse? Or is this Chil Shabbos deraisa worse? But if one's a derabon and one's a deraisa, then it's very shred to understand the Gemara. So therefore, the Ran comes out not like the Rashba. The Ran. Well, I mean, what they're both there. Well, the pshat is one mice of Chil Shabbos is still a mila over two separate mice of Chil Shabbos. So that's the mila. I think Gemara holds is a better mila. But at least they're both the Rice of Dikachil Shabbases, so you could declare which one is, they're in competition, there's something to talk about, and it's okay, the Gemara is Machriya one way. But if one's a Derabon and one's a Derice, there's nothing to talk about. So the Ran says they must be it's a Derice. Aye, if it's Mamish a Derice, then how come on Yom Tov you're allowed to do it? Zok the Ran, a new Pshat. Bye. A choyle, it's a dechuyin. It's really a davar aser. But pikuach nefesh overrides the iser. So I'm doing an iser. I'm doing something which I'm not allowed to do, but I have to do it because it's pushed over by something which is more weighty, something which is more chomer. We learn from pasuk b'chai b'hem. We override it. But you're doing chilul Shabbos. If you're doing chilul Shabbos, then every second shear, if you pull off three, a twig with three, you did three Chil Shabboses. So avad, it's a deraisa. Since the chayla only needs two, and you take three, you're doing a deraisa, because what you're doing, a tlisha of iser. You're pulling off, you're doing Chil Shabbos. Okay, so what's pushed off is pushed off. The remainder remains deraisa. It's like really he's doing three averes, because he's pulling off three. Two of them got pushed off because you need them for the chaylik. The third one remains without a dechia, so it remains aser. So mamela it's a derais. But that's all by chil Shabbos for a chaylik. There, it's a mamash a derais if you marbe b'shur. Yom tif is hutra. Yom tif is not an inyan that it's aser to cook, but we push it off. The Torah says straight out in the Torah, Kom loch lo yesu behem, acha sheh yochol nefesh ulevado yosu lechem. It says in the Torah, avir malach is aser, but not cooking. Food, cooking food on Yom Tov is not dechuyah. That's what the Torah says you can do. Memela zokteran, when the Torah says you can do something, so it becomes a maisa hamuteris. The maisa is not a maisa iser, it's a maisa heter. Since it's a maisa heter, so Chazal understood that anything that goes into that maisa is the maisa which the Torah said was allowed. And even though he says, like Rabbi Chanan explains it a little more, this Ran, even though your the toitzah is greater, because you only needed 8 ounces, and the amount is 10 gallons, but since mitzad, the maisa shaboy, it's one maisa, so Chazal understood what the Torah is saying is, that maisa is mutter. That maisa of cooking for Yom Tov is mutter, and since it's the very same maisa, all of this water is being cooked with one maisa, that maisa is what the Torah allowed me to do. Masha'en came by the choyle, the Torah didn't even allow me to do any. It's pshat that you're not really, it's like ki'ilu, everything is chil Shabbos here, but you're doing chil Shabbos for a better cause. So memela, it's really a maisa ha'aser. So the pshat is, it's like a maisa ha'aser, but they let you go, right? Really, you're being Mechal Shabbos 3 times. But this is, it was Kedai. But whatever was Kedai. Whatever is Shirayim, you have no, they're not going to let you go on that. So you're going to end up with the Chil Shabbos with no ticket, no green, no one's writing you down that you're okay on that, right? Really, it's all Chil Shabbos. So whatever was okay was okay. If you did too much, you have no answer. Mashenkin on Yom Tiv, the Torah said, you could cook. So memela, the Torah means to say, every maisa of cooking for Yom Tov, that's what the Torah says you can do. As long as it's that maisa, the Torah saying you can do it. That's the Ran. So we end up with a big machlekes here. We have a machlekes between the Ran, who says, the chilek is Yom Tov versus Pikuach Nefesh versus Shabbos. On Yom Tov, Mar B'Shurim is totally allowed. It's a mutter dike maisa. On Shabbos, it's really chil Shabbos with a heter. So whatever is remaining is a deraisa. Whereas you have, on the other hand, the Rashba, who argues, who says, there's no chilek, it's all the same. Shabbos, Yom Tov, it's all the same. It's always mutter. The only chilek is that they were a little more machmer midrabanan on Shabbos. That's the whole thing. Fine. So, the kasha is, what's taka the pshat, why the Rashba says it's only a drabanan? What's taka the pshat? L'chaya, the Ram's saying, very shame. That really, Pikuach Nefesh is not Hutra, it's a Duchuya. It's not really that it says somewhere in the Torah. For Chaylim, it's not Shabbos. Or it doesn't say Ach Asher, right? It's a Duchuya. And Memela, the Ran says, it's Mistabra, it's a Deraisa. Whatever wasn't pushed off is going to be a Chil Shabbos. The Rashba also says in Chuvis that Pikuach Nefesh is only a Duchuya. He says, there are Yeshayimrim who say Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, but I hold Pikuach Nefesh is only a Duchuya. So what's taka the pshat? Why is it taka mutter? Why is it taka mutter midaraisa to be marva b'shiur? What's taka the pshat? That's one shaila. So on that shaila, the Rav Chanan says, I heard a pshat in the Rashba. Really, it's not a derabanan be'etzim. When the Rashba says it's only an issur derabanan, it's not that since you're doing it together, it's the Rabbanan Be'etzim. Pshat in the Rashba is a Svara of Hei Minayu Mafkes. A Svara of Hei Minayu Mafkes. That's why it's only the Rabbanan. Meaning, I'm pulling a branch off with 20 figs. The Chayla needs one. So which one is the one which was not for the Chayla? Hei Minayu Mafkes. Every single fig that I took off at this time could be used for the chaylik. So the Rashba held that anything which can be used for the chaylik is also considered for the chaylik. Because he minayu mafkes. Mistama, he means at the same time. In other words, if I already pulled off for the chaylik and he has. So can I go ahead and pull off another branch? Because I don't think he means that far. Because he already has, it's like he's out of danger. He has what he needs. But right now, when the chayla needs, and you pull off too much, the reason why the Rashba held its mutter is midrabanan, a new hesber in the whole Rashba. It's not the pshat, because since you're doing 8 ounces, so, okay, you're doing it together, the rest is midrabanan. That's not the havan in the Rashba. The havan in the Rashba is because every single fig could be used for the chayla. That's the pshat in the Rashba. Memela, even though it's only dechuya, it's not hutra, and memela, the Rashba is really right. The Ran is really right, that why should we give you a heter on the extras? The teretz is because the extras are not so extra. Every extra is like safik tzayrich. So that's how Rabbi Chanan understood the Rashba. That's how he understood it. Zok Rabbi Chanan, and once we understand the Rashba this way, that is pshat, because everyone could be a tzayrich, we could also explain the whole Gemara and Menachos. The Ran had a tema. He said, I don't understand. What kind of shaila? You're giving me a deraisa on one side and a derabanan on another, and you want to know which one to do? If you pull off the 20 figs or the 3 figs, so it's a derabanan. If you pull off 2 times, it's a deraisa. So what kind of scale? There's no shaila. Zok Rabbi Chanan, the way I'm explaining the Rashba, it's a very good shaila. Because when the Rashba agrees that if you pull off 3 with one thing, you did also 3 chilul Shabbases. He also holds it 3 chilul Shabbases. The pshat is, it's 3 chilul Shabbases beheter, because each one of those 3 might be the one I need. So the pshat is, it's a good shaila, they're equal. Here I'm doing, pulling 2 times, 2 chilul Shabbases deraisa. Here I'm doing 1 pull with 3. So at first we thought, the Rashba, that's only a derabanan, because it's only extra shiurim. Zok Rabbi Chanan, the way I'm explaining it, it's not extra shiurim which are derabanan, it's 3 chilul Shabbases, which we're going to matter you lefi the Rashba, because each one of these 3 chilul Shabbases could be the one. I'll use Heminayim Mafkas. Memela, it's back equal. It's a good balance. It's a good question. They're both derisas. So this is how Rabbi Chanan wants to explain the Rashba. This is the new way to understand the Rashba. So now, after we understand it, so what do we have? So we have the Ran. The Ran saying, Shabbos Yom Tov separate. Yom Tov, the Indian is, since this is the pe'ula which I'm doing, which the Torah said, you can do this cooking. So as long as it's that pe'ula, the Torah means that pe'ula is hutra. The Rashba, according to the way Rabbi Chanan is explaining it, is saying there's no concept of the pe'ula is hutra. There's no such concept. The concept is, hey, minayim mafkes. The concept is, then how do I know if I cook, let's say, a gallon on Yom Tov, and I only need 8 ounces, which 8 ounces could I use? I might use these, those, any, right? So since every single one might be the one which I'll use, so they're all called tzayrich for my Yom Tov. And the same thing, Zok the Rashba on Shabbos. If a chayla needs 1 ounce of water, and I do a lot, or 1 fig, and I pull off a branch with many, it's a svara of heminayim mafkes. The Rashba has an umbrella svara, heminayim mafkes, it works for a chayla, it works for Yom Tov. That's the svara of the Rashba. Now comes the big nafkamina. But just to make it a little more geschmack, the big nafkamina, there's a tshuva in Rivavis Ephraim. There, Greenblatt asked Rav Moshe, is it mutter to take out a key ring on Yom Tov? Because you have your house key on. You're going to shul, and you're going to take a key ring with your house key. The only thing is that besides for your house key, you have a key for your mail, key for a few other things, maybe your office, right? Can I do it? So Rav Moshe said, no, it's aser, because you don't need the other keys. You could carry a house key on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to carry the other keys. Then, in Shuvis, Igris Moshe, I think it's in the Chelek Beis, if I'm not mistaken, a person, I don't know if he still went with this, Adich Seif Chayiv, this you have to check out, but at that time, Rav Moshe still held you could smoke on Yom Tov. I don't know if that changed anywhere down the line, but at that time, he held you could smoke on Yom Tov. And the person said, I only smoke 3 cigarettes a day. Can I take out 20? Can I take out a whole pack? So Rav Moshe said, yeah, Mutter, marba bishiyurin. Marba bishiyurin. It says mamala isha, just like if it's one pula, if you only need 8 ounces of water, you can take a whole pot of water and cook it on Yom Tov. Same thing, you need 3 cigarettes, you can take out a whole pack of cigarettes. So in chelek is gekim rachuchem and ekefekter vayshech farshteinisht. Shnei ksuvim akhish zezeh. Here you told me that if you need 3 cigarettes, you can take out a whole pack because it's mar b'shur. There you told Rabbi Ephraim that if you only need 1 key, then you're also to carry all the keys. Is the teretz, Zokter Bochanan, that this is Tully in the Machlokes Rashba and Ram. According to the Rashba, the Shoyel Hotnishkin Kasha. According to the Ram, the Shoyel's right. Behind. According to the Ram, what's the aside of Marba B'Shiurim? It's a Yom Tov thing, right? It only applies to Yom Tov, the Ram, right? What's the Vart? The Vart is, if this Pa'ula is a Pa'ula, if the putting the pot down is a Pa'ula of cooking for Yom Tov, we go by the Pa'ula. Ay Bezoi, if your Pa'ula of carrying the key ring is a Pa'ula for Yom Tov, because if you're carrying your house key for Yom Tov, you need to use it for Yom Tov, the Pa'ula is okay. Cigarettes are okay, everything's okay. Then the Shoyel's right, there's no chilek. But if you go with the Rashba's pshat, that there's no such thing as Pa'ula, the heter is Heminai Omafkes. Because who knows, each one might be a tzayrich. If so, it's only if you have a gallon of water and you need 8 ounces of water, so any 8 ounces might be what you'll need. Or if the chayla needs figs, so you pulled out a branch with 20 figs, he might need that fig, that's the whole heter. But you can't say it by keys, because what do you mean, hey, you're not a mafkis? What, I can use any key to open my house? All the other keys are mafkis, right? So mimele, there's no hey, you're not a mafkis. Mashenk in the cigarettes, taka, hey, you're not a mafkis. Any cigarette you could use. Mimele, basically, according to the Rashba, that's Rav Moshe's psak. And that's exactly what Rav Moshe answered him. But Rav Moshe, I don't think he went through the Ron and the Rashba, but he just said, the teretz is, it's no steering. I only hold that way by hey, you're not a mafkis, when every single one is good. But if one is good and one isn't good, I don't hold you, that's not called marba b'shiurin. But just, what did I miss if I gave you a background that's really mamash where Bochanan says l'fi the Rashba. And azoy state mefurish in Bochanan, he doesn't say cigarettes and keys, he just says the nafka meaning between the Rashba and the Ran is, if let's say you were marba b'shiurin, and part of it was roy, and part of it wasn't roy, then do we still say Mar B'Shurim? According to the Rashba, no, because the whole yesoid of Mar B'Shurim is Hey Minar Mafkes. So the whole thing is because everyone might be good, but if one's good, one's not good, then the one's not good is through the rice. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, the word is it's a Yomtiv Dika Svara, and it's only Taka for Yomtiv, and the Svara is if that Pa'ula is something for Yomtiv, you're allowed to do it. Oh. Now, I want to say two Ha'aras. I don't know if we could say the answers, but we'll at least say the kashas. The two haras are like this. If it's taka, machloikis, ran, and rajba, then it turns out from Rav Moshe's psak that we're machmer for the rajba. The ran would be lakula, and the rajba is lachumra, and Rav Moshe holds lachumra. Because that means we hold like the rajba. Lemaise. In the Achrayim, they go more that the halacha is like the Ran. In Tavkuf Gimel, if you look in the Achrayim over there, they say the din is like the Ran. The Mishnah Brura in Simin Shin Yud Ches brings the Ran and Rashba, and he says, Uvamokim Acher, I was maybe a raya that the din is like the Ran. He does bring both of them. The Magen Avraham in Shinta Zayin brings both of them stum. So I'm just pointing out that comes out Rav Moshe is being machri over here, that no, you have to be machmer for the Rashba. Even the Mishnah Berurah, he didn't say B'toyos Vada, he just said, he says the Rashba, says the Ram, and then he says, in a Mokam Acher, I brought a Raya Min HaGemara to the Ram. But he still was, you see, he was machmer for the Rashba. But we're going to soon see that in a different place, the Chafetz Chaim did hold that the Rashba has a makom. And that's what I'm going to say right now. So the first Torah is, it's not a question, I'm just pointing out that you see from Rav Moshe that he held we have to be machmer for the Rashba, even though there are poiskim that seem to say the din is like the Ram, but yes, the Mishnah Berurah brings them both, and the Magen Avraham brings them, and Rav Moshe also, you have to be machmer. Now I'm going to say Akasha. From Rav Chanan's Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim in Machne Yisrael, but you have to have an old print Machne Yisrael. There's the newer Machne Yisraels and the old Machne Yisraels. For the soldier. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer for the soldier. The new one was abridged by his son-in-law because it took out all the lumdis and he made it very more like for a soldier, you know, without the Gemara Shtiklach, and he made it. But there was an old one which has more in it. So in the old one, in Simin Lamed Aleph, Ois Beis, the Chafetz Chaim talks about a soldier in the Russian army, you know. And over there, the Chafetz Chaim says that he had a tzav to do something on Shabbos that equals, in our language, pikuach nefesh. That's why you'll see what he said. They had a tzav, we're moving, yeah? The unit is moving on Shabbos. Dostnish Kimbrevi, you can't tell him I'm keeping Shabbos over there in the Russian army. Yeah, it's pikuach nefesh. So the guy's got to move. So you got to take your stuff. You got to take your rifle. You got to take your army things, whatever it is. The Yid has tefillin. The Yid has tefillin. What's he supposed to do? It's Shabbos. Carrying. So what do you do? So the Chafetz Chaim says, according to the Ram, if he's going to carry... he has like a big army bag, and he's going to carry in the bag the tefillin with the rifle, everything together. It's going to be a situation of marba b'shiur in here, Dr. Chafetz Chaim. According to the Ram, by pikuach nefesh, marba b'shiurim is a deraisa. I can't have a heter for it. You're carrying tefillin be deraisa. What heter can I give you? It's not pikuach nefesh here. If they don't care if you leave your tefillin. Don't worry, the Russian iron will not mind if you leave your tefillin behind. There's no pikuach nefesh involved in leaving your tefillin behind. So I don't have a heter for you. But this is a big shas of the chak, Dr. Chafetz Chaim, a soldier in the Russian army loses tefillin. Maybe we can be soimich on the Rashba. Here I'm pointing out that you see that even though the Chafetz Chaim in Mishnah Berurah wrote, I have arrived from the Gemara to the Ram, but when it came down to the shas of the chak, then the Chafetz Chaim said, maybe we could be Soymech on the Rashba. And he says, aye, but even the Rashba said that we're Machmer Midrabona. Right? The Rashba said that everything is the same Midraisa, but Midrabonon, we still say you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. He says, it could be by a hefty gadol like this, to lose your tefillin for a soldier, maybe that could be Doicha Vidrabona. Okay? Doesn't say Klor, it says Tzorichin. It could be that it's a Shas Adchak gadol over here, and it could be we could be soymich on two kulas. We'll be soymich on the Rashba, and we'll be soymich on that even though the Rashba himself said that on Shabbos, it's a drabbanon, that b'makom hefsed like this, you're allowed to be over on the drabbanon. Sorry. So das l'nova nokel, that the Rebbe is arguing on the Talmud. Right? Because according to Rabbi Chanan, you cannot use the Rashba. Because according to Rabbi Chanan, the whole yesod of the Rashba is Hei Minayim Mafkas. Here you can't say Hei Minayim Mafkas. What, he could easily take the tefillin and leave the rifle, or take the rifle. The rifle is the Pekuach Nefesh, that tefillin is Nisht. So according to Rabbi Chanan, you wouldn't be able to say to be Samech on the Rashba. So we see from the Chafetz Chaim that the Chafetz Chaim Vaistos learned different than the Talmud. The Rebbe learned that the Rashba applies even without the Svar of Hei Minayim Mafkas. That's what you see from the Chafetz Chaim. And that the Rashba is being matter on Shabbos even without Hei Minayim Mafkas. So this is the Shpar that I wanted to bring out. So to be masber, the whole sheet of how the Chafetz Chaim learned it is beyond the scope of this time, but at least you hear the Iker Nekuda. We make a sikkum of what we have. According to Rabbi Chanan, the yesod of the Machlekes, the Ran, and the Rashba is that according to the Ran, it's a miyuchad dikas svar on Yom Tif that the pa'ula is mutter, and according to the Ran, it comes out lakula, that even if part is roy and part is not roy, like the keyring case, according to the Ran, you could carry the keyring because it's one pa'ula, or any situation like that, as long as part of the pa'ula is for Yom Tif, the pa'ula is mutter, and that's the heter, and it's miyuchad for Yom Tif. According to the Rashba, it's nothing to do with Yom Tif, it's any heter you want. But if it's a tzayrich and each one is heminar mafkis, then you can do for a chayle, for yomte, for anything, except if there's a durabana. That's how Rabbi Chanan comes out. From the Chafetz Chaim, we bring a raib that he learns not like his Talmud. The Chafetz Chaim learns that the heter of the Rashba to be marba bishurim is even if you don't have heminar mafkis, even if one is good and one is not good, still the Rashba holds that it's only midurabana. Okay, then obviously, what we have left, we're being mitoich dvar alocha, we have to come back then, according to the Chofetz Chaim's understanding, that the two kashas that Rabbi Chanan answered, come back again. First of all, why is it only a derabbanan? Why? That's the whole Rabbi Chanan. The answer is heimin afkes. According to the Chofetz Chaim, why is there only a derabbanan? And the other kasha, if it's only a derabbanan, then why did the Gemara have a shaila in Menachos? This is the derabbanan, this is the raisa. Both kashas, Rabbi Chanan came to answer, come back again. Okay.